Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick's under the weather today. Hopefully he'll be feel better and be back tomorrow. But if not, Corey, stepping in, always, as usual. He's the man. And, boy, what a great show today. From Charleston, South Carolina, we have Captain Blaine and the Shimano headquarters. We have Captain Blaine Anderson talking all kinds of good stuff. We're talking about East Coast versus West Coast fishing, spinning, conventional, Shimano tackle, Shimano lures. We haven't really dove too heavy into lures, but we really got to talk a lot about that. But so much good information from Blaine here, and some good fishing going on, too.
I know. All kinds of good stuff. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. You can give us a call right now. We've only had one open line here and there, and we do right now. One open line. Again, 213-432-1090. It's been a super busy morning. Or you can send us a text. Send us a text via the app. Super easy. You just go on. There's a tab that says text the show. And just keep in mind, it's a one-way deal. So you do want to leave your name and telephone number when you do send a text, because at the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin to figure out who's going to win this Torium 20HG. And super cool of Shimano to add that into the pot. So, yeah, we're going to flip a coin, and it's going to go to a texter or a caller there. Perfectly done.
For sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
I know. It's that time, and it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline. They have the best quality, easy in and out, and the lowest gas prices. Again, that's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. Bistro's full of great things for everything you need for a full day on the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with 35-gallon fill-up. Step in and say hello to Martha and the friendly staff. Summit Gasoline's got the free ice for the Let's Talk Hookup listeners.
Yeah.
Only at the San Diego Sports Arena.
For sure. And, hey, let's talk to our private butter buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Pete. Corey, Blaine, what a great show. So much interesting, different stuff you guys are talking about.
I know.
Yeah. Loving it.
A lot for us to learn.
Boy, it goes on and on, doesn't it?
It does.
But, God, I got to tell you, it's sure been nice this past week to look at the homepage of the National Weather Service in our area. See no watches, no warnings, no small craft, no gale warnings, just flat, calm conditions everywhere.
Thank you.
Yes. I hope it never changes, but that's probably a little too much to ask for, but you know, it just opened up the opportunity for the guys to really look around, and it's kind of interesting up north there, Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, still some signal on the halibut, but and sea bass there, not quite like it was, but we're coming up to the moon, and that's typically the catalyst that stirs things up on that sea bass fishing. So we'll see what happens there. The fish are definitely around. Outside, San Nicolas has been checked thoroughly. Bottom grabbers bite full speed as normal, nothing new there. And it's interesting, though, is they're fishing mostly shallow, you know, inside of 40 fathoms for the most part. So they get deep, you know, that's where some of the bigger reds and stuff are, but the cow cod are a nuisance. They're getting so many cows, they spend so much time releasing them, they're just staying away. It's just a good problem to have, I guess. But not much surface action at Nick out there. They've been checking, and it's just not happening. Santa Barbara Island, still some sea bass and halibut there, along with really good cod fishing. Over at Catalina, been a very weird setup this spring. I mean, usually by this time of year, we're just knocking the crap out of them sea bass over there. And it's just not happening this year. We're off to a very slow start on the exotics. You know, yellows are really MIAs, few sea bass here and there. But the Kelpine critters are definitely waking up. Water's cleaning up and warming up, and conditions are improving. So squid's tough over there. Very little, just a little dab here and there. So, you know, maybe it'll get going. Maybe it's just going to be a weird year for Catalina. We'll see. Locally along the coast, you know, like the islands, conditions are improving. Bass are responding. Water 62, 63, and, you know, calico bass are waking up, which is nice. And the biggest news here in Orange County, you know, south coast area up towards maybe Palos Verdes like that, is the tanker-grade sea bass. There's been a pretty healthy sprinkle of really nice ones. Best one so far I know of has been 74 pounds.
Man.
And, which is, yeah, that's a beauty. Mackerel, you know, squid, mostly MIA. Mackerel's been the best bait on those guys. Either fishing them on or you're sitting on the anchor on the edge of a kelp line with a bobber rig, or slow trolling a mackerel along the edge of the kelp line. He'd want to work fine. And, it's nice to see that that's getting going, because, again, that's a month late. And offshore, you know, that bluefin, it's just been, I mean, they're biting, and there's some big ones, but it's been hanging tough down there at that 295, double 220 set there. And it looked like they started up above the border, and then they thought better of it. They decided they liked it kind of better in Mexico, so they just sort of hang out.
Yeah, the margaritas are better down there, right?
Yeah. I was, just yesterday, I was talking to my friend Mitch that owns a Blackfish with this really cool charter boat. And they've been fishing Cometti pretty steadily. And I asked him, have you seen any sign of local bluefin? Because, you know, when he's coming home in the late afternoons, he's going across sometimes at 289, sometimes like the Mackerel Bank, you know, all good early season bluefin zones. And he said, nope, not yet. But we'll see what happens there. So that's this week's report, guys. It's looking good in a lot of areas, and we've got several more days of this beautiful, flat, calm weather. So,
gotta love it, man. Yeah, for sure. And fishdope.com has all your information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. Your $30 code to fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach, and we're on the corner of both at Chica and Edinger by Chevron Station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we got pictures of a new tank that we just made for Mitch on the Blackfish. We reconfigured the bottom of it a little bit. We made it a few inches taller. And we got 105.44 gallons in what used to be about 92. So
wow.
We'll have it in there for a couple of days. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good. Hey, speaking of tanks, I just got the call that my new 25 Steiger craft is 45 minutes from the launch raft from crossing from the across the country here today. So, and Joe from Oceanside has my new Pacific Edge tank, and he's going to be putting that on this week. How cool.
Oh, nice. You're not too excited, are you?
No.
Oh, he's lathered, Mark.
Yeah, he's lathered up.
He's tried to contain it, you can catch hints of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Mark, great talking to you, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. There's going to be a lot going on with this nice weather. So get out there and go fishing, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Sounds awesome. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that report. Hey, on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing is the Instagram handle. We had to change it because it got hacked, but it's now Let's Talk Hookup Fishing is our Instagram handle. I just posted a picture of Blaine, our guest here on the show, and a giant grouper with a flat fall hanging out of his mouth. And Blaine, we haven't talked about that inshore fishery there in Charleston. Is that photo from Charleston area?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's a scamp. We get a lot of scamp. We get a lot of gag once we get out
grouper?
Over the 300 foot. Yep.
Okay.
Scamp grouper, gag grouper, and then we do a lot of snowy grouper as well.
Wow.
Interesting.
And what is that hanging out of his mouth? Is that a butterfly?
I'm trying to remember. Let me look at the picture I sent.
Looks like the original traditional butterfly that Dave Pfeiffer introduced out here like 25 years ago, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That is a what we call a flat side, butterfly flat side.
Okay.
And when we first started jigging out here, we really weren't doing a whole lot of slow pitch. It was more that traditional speed jigging we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And those are worked up really fast through the water column, and we'll go usually no more than 30 feet off the bottom before we drop back down. If you come up much more than that, you get into a lot of amberjacks, a lot of bonita. So if we're specifically targeting grouper or red snapper, we'll stay much closer to the bottom.
Yeah, you know, the big thing out here is, especially this time of the year, is catching Cabrilla and grouper down in the Sea Cortez, L.A. Bay, and then down the Baja coast. Would mm-hmm. that method work for that down in the Baja, too?
I would think so.
100%.
The limiting factor, the limiting factor that we've found here anyways with the speed jigging is that it generally, and I don't know why, but it has to be deeper water. When we get into less than 100 feet, you're far better off with some slow pitch style.
Slow pitch. Is the butterfly style, which is what is hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah, so it works on the drop. It works on the drop versus the retrieve. And I don't know whether they're just not as comfortable in shallower water. You know, if we're out in that 150 to 300 foot range, they are a lot more willing to come that 20 to 30 feet off the bottom to smoke a jig. But
what's it like when they eat that jig, a fish that size?
It is the most violent hit. That's why I am so thoroughly addicted to jigging now that I've moved down to Charleston. I didn't do any of that when I was guiding for striped bass up in the Northeast. It's like hand-to-hand combat. It's a lot of work, you know, making that jig dance and work through the water column as fast as you need to. It will wear you out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's tiring, which is also, I think, why a lot of people are beginning to play with the slow pitch side. It's not nearly as taxing on your body. But when you're moving a jig that fast and a fish that size comes up and whacks it, they don't have the stamina of a tuna. Okay, you're not going to be into a fight for 15, 20, an hour, but they're like a diesel truck in four wheel low. You've got to turn that fish. That first 20 feet is everything. Once you get him 20 feet off the bottom, he's yours. But until then, he's got every bit of the upper hand. They've got very wide tails, the way that their body's built, and they live in very heavy structure. When we were learning to jig out here, we got our butts kicked day in and day out. We finally, we had to spool everything with 80-pound braid and 80-pound fluorocarbon leader, and that was the only way we were able to start laying in these fish.
Sounds like so much fun.
80 to 80, huh?
Hello. Oh, fun.
Yep. That's fun. And that's, again, he's holding a spinning reel, right?
Yeah.
A Saragossa, I'm guessing?
Yep. Yes, that was a Saragossa SW. Yeah.
Ah, all right. Very good. Well, it's something I really want to try is that jigging for grouper back there. I'm going to get a chance to go back there. And
sounds like so much fun.
Oh, my God.
And on top of it, that thing looks delicious.
And then American Red Snapper, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, so like you guys out there with your... You've got your issues with restrictions. NOAA out here in their infinite wisdom has been playing havoc with our seasons. And this year it looks like we're not sure how long the season is. They reserve the right to close it whenever they want. But we get a Friday, Saturday, Sunday season starting, I think it is the second Friday in July. And then when they feel that enough fish have been caught, they just flat out close it. The last few years, we were granted 2 weekends only, 3-day weekends to fish for them. And if the weather blew, you're out of luck.
You're out of luck. Yeah.
The Gulf of Mexico, from Florida through Texas, has got some different regulations. And I want to say, I don't know exactly, but I want to say they've got a 90-day season that they're fishing right now. But our red snapper fishing here is unbelievable. When we're
what's
going
the attraction?
Out,
what's is it big fish? They pull hard. Just the table fare. What's the attraction on it?
Yes to all.
they eat the jig,
right? Phenomenal. Yeah, they are phenomenal eating. They're incredibly easy to catch. Traditionally, most people use, you know, bait and are putting them down at the bottom, but we found pretty quickly that they'll eat just about anything you put in front of them, which is great for jigging. We are finding them as we're rolling out, to go jigging in deeper water, and finding them different times of the year, but anywhere from, in the middle of winter, as little as 60 feet, but really in that 80 to 90 feet, and then out through 150. But there's no mistaking when you find them, because the sounder is just absolutely packed and will pull the boat out of gear, swing around to go investigate. And more often than not, they're just big red snapper. The last time we did this, I lost count of fish that were over 20 pounds.
Does that sound like fun,
Yeah, it really is.
It's a vicious hit.
We get them year round. Yeah, they never leave. Yep.
Wow.
So if we're headed out to go troll wahoo or daytime sword or whatever, we've always got a jigging rod on hand, and you know we see the fish finder stacked up like that. We have to investigate.
Man, quite a fishery. Much fun.
Well, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth, you have a great text, huh?
I do have a text, Blaine, and this really comes from me, but actually it comes from Stephen Fallbrook. I want to know
him credit.
Stephen Fallbrook.
Okay, can't win the Torium, but
no,
Steve can. Right?
Yeah, he can exactly. I've been wanting to visit South Carolina for some time now. What is the best time of the year for weather and fishing, and are there open charters available? Again, Stephen Fallbrook.
So, Stephen, it's right now. May is the weather starts to become very stable. When we're into the winter and then March, fishing is good, but inshore, offshore, it's usually pretty windy. Right now, the winds are laying down. Things become stable. The water temps are up. We've got, like we talked about earlier, from sails to marlin, the Dorado bite is firing off now. We've got cobia. The bottom fishing is going. The inshore stuff for trout and redfish never really stops. If that's the angle you want to go, I would recommend something in November through probably late January, because there's far less pressure. The water is very clear, and it allows you to be able to sight fish them. So you get a guide and a skiff that can pull you around in the marshes or creeks, and you can literally pick your fish and cast to them. As we get into the warmer weather like we're seeing now, we get what's called tailing tides. So the grass is lush. We've got anywhere from a six, on average, a six to a 6.5 foot tide swing. So when we get moon tides or a northeast wind that's pushing water into the Charleston area, these grassy areas flood, and they're full of fiddler crabs, and then mud minnows will move in, shrimp will move in with the tide, and these redfish get up in this grass, literally in 6 to 12 inches of water, and you'll see them tailing like you see bonefish on the flats on TV, right? And so it's a very stealthy fishing. You have to be very accurate in your cast. It's very technical, but God, it's so rewarding when you see a fish like that standing on its nose and its tail sticking up, and you put that cast exactly where it's got to be, and the fish just explodes on it. If you're 2 feet to one side or the other, they don't even know it's there. That's a really cool time of year, but that's in the winter. You get in the warmer months and metabolism's high. You can throw top waters. You can do it any number of ways.
And there's lots of guides available there that you can charter.
There are lots of guides. There's a ton of guides, but like anywhere else, the good ones book way in advance. We've got a number of pros that we use here, pros and guides that we use here for customer trips and product testing and stuff. And the best ones, some of them are booked out, you know, a year in advance.
Yeah.
But if anybody's looking for recommendations, you know, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or whatever, and I can point you in the right direction of some guys to check with.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like fun, man. Wintertime reds, come on.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing sounds good to me.
Yeah. Dave's been telling me about the fishery back there. It sounds phenomenal. But definitely. Hey, let's go on the water to our fishery right here, right now. Mike's on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Live on the Water Report. Hey. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Actually, I'm calling on behalf of Captain Rick, who's running the boat today. They're off to a good start. Eight bluefin on the boat here to start our day and a half trip. We're doing the early departure, 5 p.m., day and a half. And I got out last night and, lost a little bit of fish, but had a really good chance. And starting off our morning here with eight bluefin on the boat, 40 to 60 pounds.
Sweet.
Beautiful.
That's a good start. And they're biting in the day?
There has been some. I mean, we last trip, we had a couple of fish during the day, and it was one of those things, you know, starting to look a little bleak around dinner time, and we ended up with two really good stops. We had a stop for 14. We rolled into another stop for 14. We ended up with 30 for our 26 anglers on the last trip and got in yesterday morning. So there's some very, very good night fishing. Very good. I mean, it's... If you're not fishing 24 hours a day now, what's the point?
It's on, yeah, and the weather's good, and it's time to go. Do you have any spots available on upcoming trips on the Tribute?
So we do. We have tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's already a go. I think there's about a dozen people booked right now. Weather does look good. Make sure you guys bring your smaller jigs. That has been a thing lately. There's smaller flatfalls. 300 grams or less. Not just limited to that, but you want to make sure you have some smaller jigs on the boat. I was stopped the other night, up extremely high. We're shooting 10 degrees on the sonar, which for nighttime fishing is really high. We got over a spot that was at 18 to 20 fathoms. And as soon as I said go, guys were yelling hook up as soon as they hit the water.
Sweet.
It was pretty darn cool. You look back there and you got a dozen fish hanging, and you know, you're not dropping it down, you know, 400 or 500 feet, and at least in this case. So you guys want to make sure you just bring a good variety of jigs. But tomorrow night, 5 p.m. departure, early departure, plenty of room available. And then we did put up a Tuesday morning, two-day trip, taking advantage of a little bit more night fishing. So that's up there as well, 750 bucks, ultra limited load for us, 24 guys. For the people that know our boat, that's a really light load on it.
Light load and 750 for a 2-day. Yeah. That's
a great
deal. Includes meals and permits. And
meals too?
Wow.
Come on.
That includes meals, yes. So
crazy.
Come on out, jump on the boat, keep getting in on this. I mean, there's been some outstanding nighttime fishing. There's been some okay day fishing, but that nighttime fishing, you want to make sure you're ready for it.
And Mike, those casualties, I assume, probably the bigger fish. And they're the bigger cow, they're kind of mixed in with the 40 to 60.
There was bigger fish, man, the trip before, man. We had a kid that he ended up getting a fish, but he had a heartbreaker. Lost 150-pounder on the surface after pulling on it for quite a while. I mean, there's some good ones mixed in. And same thing with the daytime fishing. You never know. You know, daytime fishing, you fly line a bait on 40-pound, you hook 150-pounder, and you got your work cut out for you.
Oh, he'll be back. That's a memory of a lifetime, even losing him.
Well, if somebody wants to go aboard the Tribute tomorrow night or Tuesday for a 2-day, how do we get hold of you?
619-224-3383 is Seaforth Landing. Either book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com, and always take a look at our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's Tribute Sport Fishing. We got some pictures up there, some videos and stuff from the last trip as well. I mean, it's been a blast. I mean, it has been really, really fun fishing.
Cool, Mike. Well, great to hear from you. Are we going to see you tonight at the Apps and Taps?
Maybe. I got cement being poured in my driveway right now.
Uh-oh. All right. Hopefully the cement dries.
We'll do our best.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the report from the Tribute.
Thank you,
and we'll talk to you
tomorrow.
Talk to you real soon. And continuing the catch report with the man from Seaforth, right?
Right. Marcos, I think. He'll be at the Apps and Taps tonight. Good morning, Marcos.
Well, my streak of 1 week not getting upstaged by Mike came to an end really quick there. Can you even call 1 week a streak, really? I mean, I guess not.
I know.
But pretty good fishing there on those longer trips there. They're starting to see more of that bluefin. The Player Supreme actually called in this morning. They're on day three of their 3-day, and they have 100 bluefin.
Oh.
That's 11 of those in the 100-pound-plus range. So definitely some nice bigger fish mixed in there. Like Mike was saying, check the website there. He's got that early departure 2-day coming up. About a day and a half on the schedule. Some 1-days mixed in there from a variety of different boats. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for all of your longer trips there. Locally, New Seaforth actually doing really well, and this morning's actually our last day of the deep water fishing. We're halfway to June here, you know, halfway through May. It's about time to pull away that heavy gear and do some calico bass fishing, and the calico bass fishing is actually pretty good right now. On the half days in the afternoon, hopefully starting in the morning when they start going for them in the morning tomorrow, and on the twilight, pretty good fishing on the twilight last night. They only caught 5 calico bass. They released 30 of them. They caught a sand bass, rockfish, and pretty good sculpin fishing. The Seaforth earlier in the week there, like I said, did bottom fishing when they're doing that. Very good calico bass fishing. Yesterday they had 97 kept and about 100 released. They actually saw 10 barracuda yesterday. All of them were not quite up to size there, but barracuda starting to make a show on the half day. That's, you know, we haven't seen a lot of that recently. So great fishing all around. The San Diego, those full day trips, fishing offshore, a little tougher. Bluefin aren't cooperating, but they're seeing some pretty good bonito fishing in there. So, I mean, all signs pointing to things getting better here. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations online for everything from the half days, the twilights, full days, up to those longer trips. If you have any questions, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Get the all your MC Swim baits for all of your fishing there. Everything is being caught on nothing but MC Swim baits. So
Keep checks in the mail. I love it.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for some of these checks, man. I haven't seen any of them yet. No.
Oh, man, they must be stacked up at the post office, man. That's an extra box. John Yamate is holding it back, man.
He's intercepting them, huh?
Yeah. Oh, good stuff, Marcos. Always a great report. Always love hearing it. And calico bass are biting along with the bluefin. I love it.
All right, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. The Catch Report was sponsored by the Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And now with the addition of the team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead. And with same-day capacity and the finest customer service, stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, where you can check fishmansprocessing.com. And make sure you make your reservation today.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, they're biting. Hey, let's jump into the phones. We have some very patient callers that want to talk to Blaine, so let's do it.
Let's do it. How about Sean? Sean Colm from Lomita. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. 3 years ago, my son was 10. I took him fishing. I told you what he said a while ago. He said, Dad, once you've been out on the boat, your life has changed forever. And he really got hooked, pardon the pun. We had spinning gear and conventional, and he would right away gravitate to the conventional. With your advice, Corey, and I got the trank for him, the 300 and the 400.
Yeah.
We want to move up to the next rank. The next rank reel. What do you think we should get for him? He wants to do more offshore.
Well, you know, a natural progression from there, again, looking at the value, it's hard to go wrong with a Torium. The power, the line capacity, and again, they're very well built. They're not going to break the bank for you. But that's a good way to get into a larger conventional, until he's old enough where you want to start spending some serious money on high quality stuff. This will certainly work for you.
So what's the difference between Torium and, Trinidad?
Well, really in the body, where Trinidad is, it's machined, versus a cast body, little bit better internals on the Trinidad, it's going to be a little bit lighter, but we also have larger sizes in both right and left hand in a Torium. So, yeah.
So there's more options in the Torium line.
Yes, yes, yeah. And different gear ratios as well between high gear and low gear.
And thorium has plenty of power too. I've caught plenty of tuna on thorium, and it's a darn nice reel for like half the price of a Trinidad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. It's absolutely not a Trinidad, mind you. It's not, because a Trinidad is the ultimate, but it's
pretty fair to say it's 90%.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Better than anything else on the market in that spike.
Yeah,
thing, that's for sure.
In that price point.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, yeah. And taking it all the way up to the larger sizes, right to we go as large as a 50 on the thoriums. You certainly don't need anything that big for 90% of what you guys are doing out there, but sure. But we do
16 or 20 is like the perfect size out here for what you do.
Yeah.
You say? Yeah.
You can do almost everything with that.
Yeah.
That's
hey, Sean,
call
nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call.
We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now, I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
Oh,
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio and having Captain Blaine Anderson from Shimano on the line and talking all this cool stuff. You want to join us? 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and we're giving away a Torium 20HG.
Yeah,
man.
Lots of phone calls and hundreds of texts here, and we can only get to a few. But
a good one here from John in Ontario says, good morning, great show. Will X-Protect and Infinity Drive be coming to the Trinidad application?
Eventually, absolutely. Like we talked earlier about technology starting at the higher end, and as things improve, it making its way down. That would be the natural progression. I have not heard of any plans over the next couple of years to do anything with Trinidad, but that would naturally be the next steps in that series for sure.
How cool.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's all great stuff. You have a great text too, huh?
I do, yeah. There's so many coming in. It's crazy to choose from.
But bottom line, I got the one in I wanted, right?
Yeah.
But here's good morning. Are there any plans for Shimano to bring a two-speed Osea jigger to the market and need it to winch in the bluefin and yellowfin in Panama? And it comes from Ted in San Diego.
No plans that I know of, but that said, with the power that you've got in the OC, especially the 2500 lever drag, I personally fished that in Panama just about a month ago.
Yeah.
And between the speed getting up in 800 to 900 feet of water to having the power to get yellowfin in the boat that were over 100 pounds, had absolutely no trouble whatsoever. Two-speed is really nice when you've got them, as you know, under the boat doing their death spiral. But when you're in a private boat like that and you have more mobility and the captain is able to kind of keep it quartering in gear so that that fish isn't stuck under the boat, the low gear isn't as big a deal. I honestly think that whether you did the 4,000 or you were doing a 2,500 lever drag, you won't have any issue not having a low gear in there.
Interesting. And it's interesting too, you know, it's a different fighting method. I mean, we've had Brian Wynn on here, and they talk about pointing the rod right at the fish and winding versus like bending the rod, right, Blaine?
So that is specific to slow pitch jigging.
Okay.
So one of the things with all of our rods, whether it's grappler, game type J, Travala, take your pick, when you get into the jigging, the rod ratings are based on jig size. And that is because that is the sweet spot for that rod to impart the desired action on a jig. Even if it's a slow pitch, as you're bringing that rod up, that sweep will load the rod, and at the top of that stroke, the rod unloads and flicks that jig. Then it drops through the water on that as you allow it to free fall. But the same thing holds true when you're speed jigging. So, you know, my typical rods when I'm out here are rated for 180 to a little over probably 250 on the speed jigging, and the slow pitch I'm going up to a 300 gram jig. But that is specifically to give the desired action. When you're fighting a fish with a slow pitch rod, it's designed completely different than a traditional, where you are literally, as you said, pointing at the fish and reeling it in. And that's where the Osea jiggers come in, because they've got so much power. You're no longer fighting the fish on that rod. You are literally pointing it at them as that rod is designed for and winding it in.
Right. It's about turning the handle.
It is literally pointing at that fish and turning the handle. The rod, other than working the jig, in a slow pitch application, the rod does absolutely nothing for you.
Blaine, it's such an interesting technique, really, and new to us, and it's taking over the Southern California interest in a big, big way, but it's not new, right? I mean, this is something that you guys have been doing, and
they've been doing it in Japan
around the world, right?
Yeah. It got its start in Japan. And actually, next weekend, over Memorial Day weekend, we're filming for 4 days with Japan has sent a camera crew and their top jigging pro, their slow pitch jigging pro, to come over here and fish side by side with Benny Ortiz, our Shimano North America top jigging pro. And we're going to film for 4 days with some new gear that's coming out at ICAST. But they are very interested in our market because while slow pitch, the technique is the same, typically our fish are much larger over here. We have more access. So we're really looking forward to this collaboration, and they can't wait to see what we get out of this.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like a good time. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Blaine, do you need two different rods for slow pitch versus speed jigging?
100%. Yes. Totally different. If you look at whether it's the Grappler series or Game Type J, there is the standard jigging, and then there will be a slow pitch series of rods. Typically, the slow pitch are a little bit thinner, a little bit lighter, because again, you're not using that rod to fight the fish. It is only there to kind of flick the jig in the water for you. Once you're hooked up, you're just pointing and grinding. Whereas a standard speed jigging, you are working that jig through the water column at a fast rate. And then you're able to fight that fish with the rod as well by, traditional method, just leaning into it.
So you could use the same reel, but different rod.
Yeah. Not to say that you can't slow pitch with a traditional type rod, but you wouldn't want to speed jig with a slow pitch rod.
Okay, gotcha.
Interesting.
Too much give in it?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of flex.
So
it's far more parabolic.
So give us an example of what you would recommend for people targeting bluefin tuna here on the West Coast on the speed jigging side and on the slow pitch side.
It's a good one.
And are we talking – so slow pitch is going to be conventional gear only.
Right.
Speed jigging, you can do spin or conventional.
Okay.
And honestly, I think the best value in the series is going to stay within the Grappler series of rods, both for slow pitch and conventional. So on the slow pitch side, there's – I want to say – oh, how many slow pitch rods do we have? There's several. I'm going to try to look this up real quick just because I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, there's a lot. You got a lot of products.
There's a lot of
catalog is big.
So, it is, and the funny thing is, we have what's called cheat sheets for our internal people where we're putting together, preferred rod and reel combos, and this matches up best with this. I updated that sheet not too long ago, and last count we had 93 different jigging rods.
Wow.
Between Grappler and Game Type J. But so for slow pitch, type slow J Grappler, we have three in that lineup. From a 6.8 medium light, which really wouldn't come into play out there for you guys. A 6.8 medium, but the one that you really want out there is a 6.8 medium heavy.
Okay. That's slow pitch. And then on fat, on
correct.
The speed jigging. That's in the
speed jigging. Yes, still in the Grappler. I'm using 6.6 medium heavies nowadays. Where you guys are fishing more exclusively for big tuna, I would probably look at the heavy and extra heavy series. You're gonna want something with some backbone there. That is, I'm looking at line ratings right now, and if you did a 5.6 heavy that's rated for 60 pound braid. You can do a 5.8 extra heavy will take you up to 100 pound.
Okay.
And
do they say on the website ShimanoFishing.com, do they say slow pitch speed jigging or
yes.
How do you yes. They do say that
yes. So it doesn't specify speed speed jigging. It's just jigging.
Jigging.
But it will specify slow pitch versus light jigging. It is separated that way.
Gotcha. All right. You have a good text, huh, Corey?
I do, yes. Gosh, so many good ones coming through, right? And this one comes from Tony in Hesperia. And Tony says, I've always been a Penn and Avid guy, and I love my reels, but I want to broaden my horizons a bit. What Shimano reel would you suggest for throwing, number one, surface iron, and number two, fly lining a bait in the kelp? Talking my language.
So surface iron is a
no-brainer, Blaine. Like, the Tranks 500 is like a no-brainer.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's what I was going to say. Tranks, and then I know a lot of guys are using Trinidads and even Toriums to an extent. But that Tranks 500 for sure. And then being the East Coast guy I am, I'm not as familiar with the techniques for, you know, fly lining, but I'm assuming a Trinidad
and I think on the East Coast you call it flat lining.
Okay, so yeah, and our baits are a little bit bigger out here. Like, I used to do a ton of that for striped bass, but again, we're in shallow water, didn't have to, you know, line capacity was a non-issue, so I was using Trinidad 12s and 14s. And I like those because of the clicker on them, where I could use multiple rods. If I had clients, and you know, we're using Menhaden that are running 12 to 14 plus inches in size, multiple baits running around. So that clicker was nice, just so I knew what was going on when somebody got hit.
Yeah,
but yeah, it sounds very similar.
Very similar, and even fishing the kelp. Blaine, it's like you're sight fishing reds, but you're sight fishing the potholes and the kelp, matted kelp, and a Tranks. Mm-hmm. For me, a Tranks 300 is like, or 200, two to 300 would be ideal.
Yeah, it's a great line of reel.
Okay,
sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I got
this is great. Now you're talking Corey's language.
Yes,
here. See,
please.
The Tranks man.
Yes, sir.
He is the Tranks. There's nothing like a Tranks.
No,
I mean nothing.
El Salto.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever. Freshwater. Salt water, it just works.
Tuna popper fishing,
yeah, I like it. Yeah, I've seen them catch. Well, was that a 200 or a 300? I've seen them catch a 40-pound yellowfin.
It was on a
tiny little popper on a 300.
A 300, yeah.
Like in like 1 minute.
Jeez.
Yeah,
like right next to the boat.
Jeez.
Yeah, he killed it fast.
It's not my style. I love the inshore, Blaine,
but
Tranks is my style.
I saw you get pretty excited when you put that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's jump into the phones.
Let's
some
do
very
it.
Patient callers.
How about Mo and Vista? Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was wondering about, I've got some, you know, Trinidad 30s and 40s. I need to know, do they still service the 40s? And does the Trinidad come in a 48? Many?
The 40 size, yes. Yes. We do service them. Your best bet is to send them into the Irvine office,
right.
And they can definitely take care of them there for you.
Yeah, it's a great reel. Yeah, for sure.
And can we anticipate an A coming in the 40 series, or can you say that?
Honestly, I have not heard of any changes in the Trinidad line over the next couple of years, anyways.
Gotcha.
I've not heard anything about it.
All right. Hey, Mo, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great question here from Joseph. He's calling us from Inglewood, and he says, I have coming up a trip to Cedros Island, and I want a Shimano spinning setup. Which model reel would you recommend for those massive yellowtail at Cedros? What do you think?
Yeah.
Saragossa SW for the win.
What size do you think?
You know, again, I would think an 8,000 would be more than enough.
Yeah, I like an 8,000.
On a 7'6", a 7-foot medium heavy, and my favorites pairing them up with that would be a Karamar Double X. Lightweight, powerful, but the tip is still soft enough that you can work lures. But it's with that Double X construction, High Power X, Spiral X, it's just very crisp, very responsive. That's my, hands down, my all-time favorite rod for throwing lures to stripers back up in the Northeast. Is that,
say that again, which rod?
The Terramar XX.
The which one?
The Terramar Double X.
The Terramar Double X. Okay.
Yep, 7.6 medium heavy.
I like that. I like throwing jigs on that rod here, too. That's a great rod. Corey's shaking his head, isn't he?
Absolutely.
That's a good one, for sure. Yeah. And that would be able to, could you throw bait on that, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, bait or jig.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hi. I was wondering about the two-speed reel. Where did the concept ever come from for a reel like that?
Concept for a two-speed reel?
You know, that's a good question. I'm assuming for the larger tuna, again, where they're spiraling under the boat, and you just need that extra little bit of torque to get them up. Other than that, the only other time we would use a two-speed reel, sometimes with our Tiagras when we're high-speed trolling for Wahoo, and we're not taking the boat out of gear to fight a fish or clear a line, can be an awful lot to reel some of those lures, with the weight on them back to the boat. So the two-speed definitely helps there. But certainly with the bigger fish, especially coming from the Northeast where it's giants are everywhere from August on, and we're talking fish, 600-800 pounds. You're gonna need a two-speed for that for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it just basically turns that stalemate into a winch, man. It's like it's really a no-brainer at the end of the story.
Yeah, I equate it to literally, putting your truck in four-wheel low. You go to a boat ramp to pull your boat out, and the tide's dropped, and you're sitting there spinning your tires, and you just reach over and put it in four low, and now you don't even have to touch the gas. It just creeps right out.
It's a big part of the game. All right, we're going to be right back, Blaine. Stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and at Let's Talk Hookup app.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Stomach Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Stomach Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest filler of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up!
Hi, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete's going to flip
the
coin.
All right, I get to flip the coin today, yeah?
It's a rarity, right? Oh, Texter. Texter today is Joseph in Inglewood.
Congratulations, yeah. Joseph. You win that Torium 20 HG. We'll be shipping it right off to you. And, Blaine, what a great 2 hours. I told you it was going to go fast, right?
It really did.
Yeah, it's the fastest 2 hours on the radio, and we sure appreciate it. And if somebody wants more information on Shimano, how do we do it?
FishShimano.com.
All right, and we'll look forward to having you back real soon, and good luck with the rest of the year fishing, and thanks for all your support.
Thanks.
All the people at Shimano. We sure appreciate it.
Glad to do it. Good talking to you guys.
All right, good talking to you. And, hey, thanks to Chris, man of the board. Thanks to JP, excuse me, to Adam for manning JP tomorrow. Adam for manning the app. And thank you, Corey, for being here today in short notice on the Ricky sickness there.
We'll
and, we might see you tomorrow. We might see you. See Ricky tomorrow. Got a great show. Captain John Connor from the Islander will be here, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you then right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.